going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. Too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever.
Today, more than 1,000 family and friends attended the funeral of Iowa Army National Guard Sergeant Daniel Sesker. He was killed in Iraq earlier this month. But as they filed into the funeral, they were confronted with protesters carrying signs with anti-gay slogans and words like, thank God for dead soldiers. Members of the Westboro Baptist Church have been protesting military funerals since last June, but today's display came just one day after Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack signed legislation that specifically bans disorderly conduct within 500 feet of a funeral or a memorial service. Joining us now from Westboro Baptist Church, Shirley Phelps Roper is with us. You feel good about this? You feel good about going to the funerals of men that put their lives on the line for their country to give you the right to do this? And to put pain and to inject pain into their families' lives. Is this something you feel good about?
I feel good about warning this nation that the wrath of God is pouring out on their heads.
So if you want to warn the nation,
they will not obey. The Lord your God is punishing this nation, and he's doing it. One of his weapons of choice is sending your children home dead from the battle. So we're there to help you connect the dots. And what I feel best about is that in spite of the fact that those legislative Taliban in Iowa passed an unconstitutional measure to try to stop us from putting the cup of the fury and wrath of God to your lips and making you drink it,
you're obviously
that we were doing it anyway.
All right, now look, you want to make your political and religious point, and you want to do it, you want to inject pain and heartache. I can't think of, man, I'm going to be honest, we've had a lot of nutty people on the show over the years. You are as mean and as sick and as cruel as anybody that I've ever had on this program. And the fact that you use religion to justify your hatred this way is frankly, it's mind-numbing. Do you really believe when you hold up your signs, thank God for IEDs that innocent people died, thank God for September 11th, thank God for AIDS.
There are no innocent people. Thank God for 9/11. Thank God for dead soldiers. Thank God for IEDs. There are no innocent people.
And you believe
all
of that.
You think that all these mean things that you're saying can bring back a single one of those soldiers?
Hang on a second.
Or bring back a single 9/11 victim?
I got a question for you. You thank God for 9/11. You thank God for AIDS. You thank God for dead soldiers that give you the right to be a fool?
I thank God for every single one of his righteous judgments that he executes upon a rebellious
nation. Hey, Shirley, it's Alan
and
Combs.
Who will not obey.
What's the matter with you?
What is the matter with you? Why won't you just obey? The scripture says
who
if you
obey,
God will bless you. If you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, then he'll curse you.
Shirley, I want to be very clear here. Your church, hold on a second. Your church,
it's
you call
curse.
It, Shirley?
When your child comes
can
home,
you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Your church is called the Westboro Baptist Church and not associated with any mainstream Baptist organization. It's mostly your own family members in this church. You and your father, Fred Phelps, hate not just gays. You hate Catholics. You hate Jews. Your father referred to the Holocaust as minuscule, led a protest at the Holocaust Museum in D.C., said Jews are the real Nazis. You are an abomination. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're an embarrassment to this nation. The way you behave towards soldiers who risk their lives for this country, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What you need to do is line your notions of what an abomination is up with the notion that the Lord your God has put into the standard that he put on what an abomination is.
You know, I'm glad to have you on television because, as Louis Brandeis said, Shirley, sunlight is the best disinfectant, and you need to be disinfected. This is sick, the things you're doing. How dare you do this to the families
of
our soldiers and to other Americans? How dare you do this?
At us. How dare you fail to obey the commandments of the Lord your God and bring his wrath down upon
Ms. Phelps,
the heads of these young men and women who have been cut off by a raging mad God. Describe
I don't respond to you.
So
I don't have to answer to you. I answer to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Fire coming out of his mouth.
You have said...
That's your God. How dare you invoke the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and then flip him off, refusing
Let me ask you a question.
That sodomy is an abomination, and yet this nation rises up with one voice to say it's okay to be gay.
If you can just stop your rant for just one second, let me ask you a question. If your church, if you're so popular, and what you're saying is truly the word of God, how is it your church only has, let me get my question out. How is it your church has 100 members? And it's your family.
It's really not quite 100, and about 80% are our family. But nevertheless, that doesn't change the word of God. And by the way, you say we're popular. No.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
We're
right?
hated.
I got a last question.
Nation,
I got one last question.
That's what the scripture says will happen. You
Ms.
hate
Phelps,
God. You hate his judgments. And you
I'm,
hate
a,
us
I'm a Christian. I don't hate God. Let me ask you a last question.
No, you're not
you,
a Christian.
What are your sins?
Yeah, you tried this the other day. Why don't we talk about the issue at
what
hand?
What are your sins?
Don't warn your neighbor? Why don't you use that bully pulpit that you have to warn your neighbor that his sin has taken him to hell and to encourage your fellow man? Knowing the terror of the Lord, you should persuade men to obey and behave.
Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me.